Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes blindness finds me and leads me through ignorance, not allowing us to gain experience, so we become lifeless. At other times, I couple with self-pity and walk aimlessly through reality, so occasionally I choose to travel alone, but never fulfill my possibilities, so mostly I attempt to achieve balance by seeking right knowledge and loving and reviewing and eventually understanding those many lessons of my life.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight at Victorious Radio and Communications. I am the executive producer, Victoria Manch Cherry, and I'm very, very excited that you have decided to join us tonight for another episode of Conversations with Gail. So without further ado, keeping it real and filled with love, let's give it up for our sassy, classy, and quick-witted inspirational hostess as she continues to provide us with a source for urban intellect, a strong insight on current events, along with solid information for common sense thinking and sound advice. Of course, my favorite title, Miss Gail Butler, our hostess, CWG.
Thanks for tuning in to Conversations with Gail on Blog Talk Radio, Victorious Radio Communications. As my executive producer has told you, I am your host, Gail Butler. Now we all know what time it is. It's your wind down time. I know all of you have wind down. Y'all are getting ready for Empire at 9. So you have ate your dinner. You're sitting back. You're chilling with your glass of whatever it may be, water, tea, lemonade, soda, a cognac, wine, whatever it may be. That's what you are sipping on tonight. Tonight, I'm sipping on some water. If you have a comment or a question, please call in. You know what the discussion line number is. If not, I will give it to you now. It's 347-855-8877. Make sure to press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or you have a question. This is an open forum, so I welcome all of your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with calling in and speaking through the phone, you can send a comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And you can also send me any questions or comments to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com. Or please like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. Okay, people. First, let me apologize for last week with my technical difficulties. I truly apologize, and I was not able to complete Are You a Queen? But great news is tonight I can finish up Are You a Queen Part 2. So, again, I do apologize for the technical difficulty. Now, I hope all of you have remembered the past two Wednesdays. First, we discussed Are You a King? Last week, we got into a little bit of Are You a Queen? And we're going to finish up tonight, Are You a Queen? Okay, now, queens, just like our kings, we have to be leaders. You can't follow the crowd and then wonder why your king has left you behind. You're so busy listening to Lonely Anna telling you how to live alone, following your lead instead of seeing the king in your face waiting to put you in your proper place. You will never find a confident queen following the crowd. She won't become another face in a sea of false, thick eyelashes that looks like a bunch of women that are getting ready to take flight. I hate those lashes. I'm so sorry. They look horrendous. She stopped trying to fit in back in middle school when she realized you could wear Reebok tennis shoes with your pair of Suco jeans. And I know anybody that grew up in the 70s and was in high school in the early 90s, late 80s, you remember having the little Reebok classics, the pair of Suco jeans or the Guess jeans, and that meant you were in. And girls still wouldn't hang out with you. A queen won't agree with her friends if she truly does not support a decision. She can think and speak for herself. She does not need an amen corner to make her feel important. She has no problem standing up for what she believes in. You will find a queen uplifting, empowering, and motivating her sisters to do better, never looking for the opportunity to tear her down or talk about her behind her back. You see, this is a woman that understands how to give tactful, loving, constructive criticism. She is a woman of her word, and that means what she says what she means what she says. She does not need a man in her life to sustain her, but she brings value to her king. She has education, intelligence, and most of all, common sense. Being able to solve the most difficult mathematical problem won't make anyone a great partner or friend. So just because you have 25,000 degrees does not make you good marriage material. And a lot of people do think that. just because you have 1,000 degrees and you went to Harvard and you went to Yale does not mean you are a person of good character. A lot of people think that. Just because you have a six-figure job does not mean you have common sense. A lot of people think that. Being able, if they cannot hold a conversation, relate to other people at all, and have zero social skills. Social skills are relating to others, or relating to others are abilities required to use common sense. And a lot of us think, oh, they. A lot of us like to use that. Oh, I don't like people. And I hear people say that, and it makes me cringe. How do you expect, as women, how do you expect to move ahead, to move anywhere if you don't have good social skills, if you don't know how to communicate and put forth what you are trying to do? You're going to have to learn to like people and be able to deal with them. Because if you've noticed and you look at all of the women that are entrepreneurs and they're out there, you would never think that these are people that walk around, I don't like people. When they're out in the public eye, they have social skills, they sit back, they can talk, they laugh, they joke, and they can work a crowd. A queen needs to be able to work a crowd. Which dictates, so social skills or relating to others are abilities required to use common sense, which dictates what or what not to do or say in everyday settings. So have you seen those women, ladies? And some of us, it may be us, that quick to say, oh, I say what I think. Well, this is how I feel. See, when you have an ounce of common sense and a little social skills, your mind will tell you, some things, everything is not meant to be said. There is a time and a place for everything. And as a queen, you should have the intelligence and the common sense to know that everything does not need to be said. Sometimes you may need to wait until you and that person are alone and speak what you need to say. And by the time you get to that place with that person, you won't even come off as harsh. You have thought about it, and you will be using other words. Overall, I don't think any further explanation is required when it comes to this point of education, intelligence, and common sense. I think we all understand the importance of it all, because everybody doesn't have a degree, but you can have a lot of intelligent people that do not have degrees, and they have a whole heap of common sense, and put them beside somebody with 2-3 degrees, and the person with the degrees would be no match. They would not know how to conversate with them. They would not know how to even get into a debate, good conversation, and would not know all of the things. I have seen it happen time and time again. I have seen people that went to great colleges, got all kinds of degrees, and when they sat in front of someone that didn't go to any school, very intelligent, full of common sense, they could not hold a conversation with them. The only thing that they had to stand on was that they had a degree. Not a good look. Not depreciating, you are supposed to be a value to your king, not depreciating him as soon as he says the magic words, I do. So I must ask you again, are you a queen? Do you have the qualities of a queen? A queen loves herself and knows that loving herself does not involve what she purchases or staring in the mirror and having 1,000 people co-sign that she is beautiful. If you feel the only way that you can feel beautiful is if 1,000 people tell you, then you need to start truly loving yourself. Because you should be the one that when you look at yourself and you say, you know what, you are beautiful. I love you. If you can't say that to yourself, somebody else saying it to you is not going to make you feel any better. It just gives you the little pitter-patter feeling. but it all dissipates. And when it does, you're still stuck with feeling like you're not worthy until you, yourself, love you. A queen loving herself is being honest and at peace with herself. In others, there is no shallow substitute. Girlfriends, there are true queens. Girlfriends that are true queens can admit when they are wrong. I know some of y'all don't like that because, you know, we women, sometimes we don't want to hear we wrong. We think we know it all. Yes, my friends, we have to have accountability for our own actions. A well-balanced queen can admit their wrongs. Owning up to your faults is not an easy feat. We have discussed this, ladies, that we have to be accountable to when we are wrong. I know that I have some issues, and I will say that to anyone. I know I am a work in progress. I can own what my weaknesses are. I know what my strengths are. I know that. A lot of you are not ready to even attempt to crack what your weaknesses are. You are so busy hanging on to, holding on to what you consider your strengths that you refuse to see what your weaknesses are to balance yourself out. I have a tendency to be very sarcastic and smart out the mouth. I will watch what I say and seriously now think before I speak. I know I do have a smart mouth. I can say some slick stuff, but I can own that. I know this. I never want to hurt the ones I love because I want to be a smart, sarcastic jerk at the time. I know now it is best to sometimes not say anything, regroup, and move forward. Remember, people, when words are released, you can't take them back. Words will cut like a knife, destroying all that it encounters. It will be hard saying that you are wrong, but you may need to get a little glass of wine when you get home. But you, as a queen, you will do it, and you will do so with a smile. A real queen will acknowledge her wrongs, apologize if necessary, and move on like the strong woman she is. A queen already has identified her needs and her goals. They always put their dreams over anything else. They are not embarrassed to show their genuine self. Although life is a fast evolving process, queens will continue to grow while staying true to themselves. They do it partly by giving time to let their interests and passions develop. Another reason for their success in being honest about their identity is that they recognize their strengths and use them as leverage to be successful in life. So you have to be able to balance it, ladies. Balance your weaknesses, identify them, and move forward. Own up to it. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Keep it moving. You don't have to dwell in it, wallow in it, but keep it moving. As we are finding out the attributes of being a queen, do you see yourself in any of these? It's okay to be a work in progress. Like I said, I know I'm a work in progress. But owning up to your need to work on your queen status is a heck of a start. Now, I must say this. Knowing how to cook does not make you a queen, ladies. Just because you can fry chicken, make some homemade macaroni and cheese and collard greens and cornbread does not instantly put your butt on the throne. Some of you ladies have gotten into that, and a lot of women have told me, oh, you have to be able to cook. You got to cook for your man. Y'all, a whole lot of y'all been cooking and fattening them up, and you done fattened them up, and they done went to somebody else that don't cook and say, I want to go out to dinner, and the man is taking them while you still, you done gained weight right along with him, and he done left. Because you wanted to cook. Not saying that you should cook, but please stop falling for the line that that is the way to get him. Yes, a man likes to eat, but what else is he bringing? Is he bringing in groceries while you doing all this cooking, or you cooking all the food and while he's sitting back like King Charles? You giving him all the benefits of a king, and he has not proven himself to be a king. That's all I'm saying. It's okay to cook once in a while, but stop giving husband and king duties to men that really all they deserve is a cheeseburger from McDonald's. But you have in your mind, because grandparents, grandmothers, and aunties have told us, you got to cook for your man. All you got to do is cook for your man. Well, if all is cooking, then it should not be no woman single. Because if that's all you got to do to get to a man, everybody should be married. Because that's all you hear women saying. So if you're still single and you've been doing all this cooking, you might need to reevaluate your get your man skills, because the cooking ain't working. There is a king right now ready to put a woman that's been cooking behind out of his house because she caused more drama and mess than what is going on in soap opera. Cooking does not automatically give you queen status. It just means you are a queen that can throw down in the kitchen. That's it. Because there are queens that are sitting there and they can throw down and call up a phone and order a heck of a meal and tell somebody, this is how I want it fixed. I will pay you to fix it for me, and can set the table. So please don't think because you're learning how to make pancakes and French toast, and like I said, you could throw down on some collard greens, that's instantly going to have a man saying, I'm ready to marry you. Not happening. Yes, like I said, it is good to know how to cook. If you meet a man where he wants to taste your cooking, then you should try, but ask him to help you in the kitchen, not him sitting back like he, King Charles, with his feet up, giving him privileges and authority that he has not worked for. That is a king and queen working together. This is how you find out, can he work with you? Is he a man that doesn't mind picking up after you in a kitchen? Can he work with you in a kitchen? And lately, ladies, there are a lot of men that can burn. They can cook. So you may meet a man that can cook, and he may say, you know what, baby, you can sit back, help do this, I'll take care of it. It's working together, hand in hand. See, a queen, you will know your weaknesses, and if cooking is one of them, she will do what needs to be done to ensure that her man is happy and fed. So that doesn't mean you're sitting up feeding him cereal every day. You will be able to make provisions so that he has a good home-cooked meal. A queen will know what she needs to do to make sure that it is done. I know they say the way to a man's heart is in his stomach, but you, child, please, y'all can have several seats. He has to bring more to the table than a knife or fork in his big gut. My queens, after we admit that we are wrong, we will have to do the ultimate, and that is forgiving. I know some of you hate to hear that word. I talk about it all the time. You must know what it means to forgive, and that is something that I deal with daily. While some are reluctant to forgive, a successful queen knows she has more to gain through absolution than she does by holding a grudge. She knows the only way to free herself from those who broke her heart or undermined her intelligence is to absolve. Forgiveness is the key to unlock her from the chains of resentment. So she will forgive your wrongdoings, but she will not excuse them. Don't get it twisted. And like I have said time and time again, you must forgive, let go, move forward. Remember, we have talked about this. You got to let it go. So, as we were saying, you don't excuse them. A lot of you think, oh, okay, well, I forgave him for whatever the infraction was. But you don't have to excuse him. Forgiving him and him having to deal with the consequences of what he did is two separate things. You can forgive a man that may have mistreated you, and you say, okay, I've forgiven him. But the consequences of him mistreating you is we can no longer be in a relationship. You cannot excuse it. And that's where the thin line comes in with us ladies, because we forgive and men will play on that. Oh, you said you forgave me and you know I love you, boo, and you know I'm old, I didn't mean it. Okay, you didn't mean it, boo. Guess what? The consequences of your actions is our relationship is over. You cannot be excused for what you did. You are forgiven, but you're not excused. There are consequences to everything that we do. And when you excuse that, if you don't excuse it and you just keep forgiving, guess what? He's going to keep on doing it. He's going to keep on doing it because he know you're not going to do nothing. There is no consequence to it, because all you're going to do is cry, fuss, scream, holler, and in about 30 days, you'll be right back to how everything will be fine, and we'll be right back to where we were, and the cycle goes over and over and over again. Forgive, but you cannot excuse the action. There are consequences, and if that consequence is you have to say goodbye, he has to deal with it. That is not your trouble to borrow. That is his when he made the decision to do the action that he did. Okay? A queen knows there is always a better version of her out there. She is willing to grow and to search for it, and she will. She has passion and drive. She is a survivor and a boss. If ever she gets lost, she has a pack of successful queens in her circle to remind her of herself. Ain't nobody messing with her clique. You see, as queens, we don't walk around with chickens plucking, picking, and nagging, running around the chicken coop fighting over that one happy rooster. We are soaring like eagles, flying high above all the storms that life may bring. While we are up high, it allows us to see people for who they are, because we are looking at them as they pluck, pluck, and pick, pick. We are not crying about haters because we are flying above them. The only way you can spot a hater and always feel the need to call them out is because you are walking around the chicken coop right along with them. As a queen, you are always ready for improvement. Despite the strengths, confidence, and capabilities, you don't slack off and say, I'm better than everyone else. You don't grow complacent for the sake of improving yourself. They don't know. A queen doesn't hesitate to ask questions and get answers if she doesn't know certain things. Ladies, it is nothing wrong with asking questions. Never be afraid to ask questions. There are no dumb questions, but know who to go to ask the proper questions. Queens are not ashamed about still having to learn a lot of things. But it doesn't mean that you are not willing to teach what you have learned to others. So if you're a queen and you're still learning, you're also pulling up those princesses that you see, and you're teaching them, and you're helping them, and you're advising them. You're not being greedy and trying to get all of the information that you can and not helping those along behind you. A true queen knows queen qualities, and you will keep them in your circle. Just like a queen, if you have a circle of chickens that you hanging around, it's time for you to elevate your friendship. If you're the smartest one in your circle, you know what that saying goes, you need a new circle. Because how do you grow? All of us have to have some growth. I think the most sad, depressing thing is to see someone that you haven't seen in maybe, I'll say 10 years, and they are still doing the same thing they did 10 years ago. No growth. Mentally, they have not grown. Nothing about them shows growth. And it shows that you've grown up, and you're like, hold up, you still talking about this? What's the deal? as you grow, you will see that you do outgrow certain people. Doesn't mean that you're better than them. Doesn't mean that they're better than you. It is all a part of growing up. And all of us have friendships that are seasonal. And so many of us are so busy holding on to that friend. Oh, that was my bestie. We was best friends since fourth grade. Boo, let it go. That friendship, you're still friends, but if both of you are growing in different paths, why are y'all holding on? It's okay to be friends, and we call every once in a while, how are things going? Are you okay? Okay, good. Love you to death. And keep it moving. It does not make a bad, that's not being a bad friend. That means both of you are mature enough to know at this time, y'all are on a different road. And on that journey, that person ain't going to be with you. And a lot of you have held back. You're not getting the blessings and moving forward like you can because you're still dragging along more baggage. You got your baggage. You holding on to a friend that won't let go and live their life. Because you want to, quote, unquote, still walk around with the chickens, but you want to act like you soaring with an eagle. It does not happen. So, do we have any questions or comments out there about being a king or queen? If so, call in. Discussion line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone. When you want to make a comment or have a question. As you all know, this is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you're not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat line, www.blogtalkradio.com/victoriousradiocommunications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com. Or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. All right, people, let's finish it out now. A queen has a healthy handle on her emotions. Let me say that again. A queen has a healthy handle on her emotions. Ladies, I beg of you, please stop making decisions off of emotions. There are so many women sitting in prison right now, all because they reacted without thinking. They did stuff that now that they sitting back saying, it wasn't even worth it. All out of anger. Not being able to channel your emotions. Learn to think before you react. Some of you have caused so much drama by living off of emotions. If you don't believe me, you can go on Twitter and Facebook right now, and you can tell the women who eat, sleep, drink, and bathe with the chickens. You can even tell the men. You can tell it. If someone steps on your toe, it's a drama-filled story on social media. You can tell those that constantly live off of emotions by their post. If you have someone that's sitting there posting this long thing just to get a person to say something. Today was a day when I was on Facebook, and I think it was a day for people to just say, look at me, I need all the attention in the world. It was some of the most mean, nasty, ignorant stuff that people were saying, and the sad part is the people that responded back, it hurt me to my heart. Some of them I really knew, and I said, wow, this is how you think. Chicken thought. A queen knows it's okay to feel down, bummed out, or really have a bad week. But some of you women, and stop using, some of you use that time of the month to act like ass wipes. Ladies, if you are over the age of 25 and you are still blaming your period for your stank moods, you are not a queen. Because by now, you should know that when that time comes, you can be an emotional wreck. And that means you need to govern yourself accordingly. It does not give you carte blanche to treat people mean, rude, and just downright ignorant. As a queen, you need to learn what you need to do to weather the storm correctly. I have those days, like most women, when it's that time, you like, I don't want to be bothered, and I have them. But it is not fair for me to treat everybody like dirt because I feel bad. That is a time for me that I need to be alone, and that's my quiet time, my retreating time, and that's what I do. Ladies, stop treating the men going off on them for no reason, acting all crazy. You know what you're going through. Calm it down. Take it down a notch. If it gets that bad, go hide in a closet or something. Don't nobody want to be bothered with that foolishness every month and you using that as an excuse. Some of y'all just doing that, just you acting nasty because that's how you want to act. And you use that as an excuse because you know that people will be like, oh, okay, well, it's that time of the month. No. It's no excuse. If there are any shortfalls on the emotional front, a queen will recognize and adjust. If you feel that you need to seek counseling, then I suggest you do it and go quickly. No one wants to be with someone who is so closed off that they can't show the most normal emotions. If you have ever tried to be friends or have a relationship with someone who has the emotional depths of a rock, you'll know what I mean. How will someone who has a hard time feeling or showing feelings relate to you? I feel that a happy medium is our friend. There is a difference between someone who is so closed off that they just look at you blankly. And you've seen those. They are in their own world. They never say nothing. They just stare. And a lot of them, you know, well, that's just who they are. Don't say nothing. Okay. Or worse, scold you or put you down when you're feeling sad or miserable. Then there are those who break down as soon as someone looks at them the wrong way. Being able to share one's heart doesn't mean that one has to be a weakling or a whiner. Someone who can't feel is usually damaged goods, and lack of depth in emotional matters usually translates into lack of depth in other matters. If you know someone, and I'm going to say this, if you know someone or you yourself feel that you have an emotional issue, ladies, I'm going to tell you, go to the doctors. It is too many African American male and females with serious mental illnesses, and they do not get checkups. They do not go to the doctors, and they do not get diagnosed with the things that they need. And they have been dealing with these mental issues for years. And what do, as black people, you know what we say? Oh, that's just how they are. Don't pay them no mind. No, we need to take heed. It is too many of us not getting the proper mental health counseling. It is okay that you have to see a counselor. It's okay. We should not make a person feel bad because they need to seek mental counseling. At least they're doing something. And we need to push those that need it. Instead of just saying, that's how they are. No, they need help. A queen is secure. She's comfortable in her own skin. Jealousy, doubt, and fear go out the window because she is confident in herself and in her choice in a king, as well as her king's choice in her. Uh-oh, lady, she is not running around playing I Spy, getting mad if any woman look at him, responds to any of his poor little posts on social media. She got to say all this. She got to let the world know that's her man. If you are a queen and you have your king, you never have to worry about what he posts because you are confident and secure in knowing that he picked you. He wants you, and y'all have that bond. So all that other stuff, means nothing. A real queen is always there. She represents a strong link in the chain that holds those close to her together. She embraces the many roles she plays and is actively present as a mother, wife, a girlfriend, and friend. And when she's needed the most, she is there. Her word is her bond. A queen will always value her king, a real king. And remember, we discussed what a king does. It ain't you. Everybody does not have king qualities, ladies. So stop giving them king. What's the word I'm looking for? You're giving them king. Let me think. You're giving them all of the king spoils. He's getting all the king benefits, and he ain't nothing but the joke. They come around and try to make the king laugh, and you got him up on the throne. Girl, please. She appreciates and respects the value and worth of her king in her life. She knows that part of being a great woman is recognizing and embracing the qualities of a great man. So you wouldn't dare be letting the Joker sit on the throne, because you would already know. You know the qualities of a good man. You know the qualities of a king, because you're a queen. Of course you would know. You would know where everyone's in their proper position. You would know where they need to go. So you wouldn't have the Joker on the throne. She does not need a man in her life to be happy, but if she has one, she stands by him. She believes in his purpose and who he is, which makes going in the same direction with him that much easier and fun. A great routine to get into is an honest evaluation, and I've said that before, what you want out of your partner, and if you're also a good match with what you are looking for. So single ladies and single queens, potential queens, that means you write down what you're looking for. If you're looking for a man that has to have 2 degrees, match that up to what you got. If he has to be, he has to make 6 figures, match that up to how much you make him. If you're going to be, just evaluate what your wants, and then put down what you bring to the table. I guarantee you, when you put down what you bring to the table, and then you put that, you go look at that list and say, I think I might need to get my life right and pray about this, because I got some really high expectations, and I'm not bringing much. So I'll say, single ladies, try it out. Let me know how that works for you. Basically, ladies, are you what you seek? You can't expect that you're going to have Denzel Washington and you walking around looking like Miss Jane Pittman. A lot of you want a man that is a corporate thug. You know, that used to be the saying. I want a corporate thug. He looks good in a suit, can sit in a boardroom, conduct his business like a king, then be down with the homeboys when he walks out. But you as a queen, you can't even dress for an office party. Know how to have a conversation with the king's allies. But you want this king when you are not ready as a queen. So if you want the man to be the corporate thugs, for say, can you walk in that office party and be suited and booted and his eye candy? When you're in that corporate office party, can you walk around and mingle with everyone and talk with everyone and show that you and him are together, rolling together? Because that's what it takes. When you say that this is what you want, you have to look at the bigger picture. What comes with this corporate man that a lot of you are saying that you want? Are you corporate material? Because a lot of you think that you're going to walk up in there with your head, your hips swaying, and you're going to be given the black girl head roll anytime you want. That doesn't work. So you're going to have to know how to be classy, walk with style and grace, and be able to speak and talk with kings and queens just like you are a king, a queen. That's all. The strongest, most effective queens care not just about their husband or significant other, their children, businesses, friends, coworkers, but about the people in it, in their businesses, the people around them, and the people impacted by what they do. They show they care through their words and actions, even proving how they care for themselves and their family by taking unplugged vacations, meaning they unplug themselves from the world and they give their personal time vacations to those they love, their family, their children, their husband, whomever. They give that time and continuing their own professional development. Now, if you understand the meaning of humility and live it daily, my sister, you are a queen. A true queen has confidence but realizes the point at which it becomes arrogance. You do not have to tell the world what your king does for you daily. Being humble, grateful, and filled with joy is nothing that has to be bragged about. A real king and queen, they do not brag. Remember, that was the downfall of King Solomon. The need to show the world the spoils, when all he had to do is keep showing that he was an intelligent and humble king by his actions. Ladies, there is no need to broadcast and lay out across all of the world, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. People, when they see you, they see how you act, they will know that you have a good man. Same with men. Men, you ain't got to show you got 1,000 cars, you got this. Who you are should speak for itself, not materialistic things. If everything is a, that's how you show who you are, is by showing what you have, materialistic, then you mean you're not much of nothing. Who you are should stand alone, not what you purchase. That's a true king and queen. Ladies, if you keep telling everyone on social media that you love your king, he brought me this and that, etc., who are you trying to convince that you love him? Yourself or everybody on social media? Be humble with all of your blessings. And I understand when you find you get happy and you want to tell everybody, but a lot of times, believe me, people don't care. They don't care. They just waiting for the ball to drop. So if you're saying it to make it because you want to, the world, you want to feel good or you need to say it so you can believe it, then scream it for, to the mountaintops. But if you're saying it looking for a response, don't do it. You're wasting your time. Be humble with all of your blessings. A queen will always offer respect to her king. She will appreciate him with her words, affection, time, and her gaze. When he walks through the door, she will stop what she's doing, stand up, and greet him. The man she loves has just walked in. Your friend and lover, no matter what, if it's been 20 years, every man wants to know that they are still your king. Just as I told the men, they have to value and respect their queen. Be a joy to come home to, ladies. No queen should be driving her man to stay away from home. When your man has had a busy day, stressed out day, you don't bombard him with the news when he walks through the door. Allow him to get his thoughts together, just like you need time to focus and get yourself together. So does your king, ladies. Remember, just because you are the queen does not mean the world revolves around you. You both should be working together, building your empire. And as a queen, you will have the willpower and the strength to see things through. You don't have to facilitate or procrastinate when you want it. You make it happen. Finally, my queens, self-awareness is essential. I cannot stress the importance of being self-aware. Most people believe themselves to be all kinds of things, which they're not. This is due to the fact that they aren't really all that self-aware, and hence, don't ever check to see if their idea of who they are actually coincides with what other people see about them. Self-awareness is the fine middle ground of truly knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And we talked about strengths and weaknesses without being either completely weak and self-loathing or arrogant and narcissistic. Self-awareness allows us to know when we are way off our rocker. It allows us to see when we are wrong, screwed up, and need to possibly adjust or change certain behaviors or patterns. It allows us to see that I might need to tone down how I talk to this person. It allows us to see that I need to go to the doctors because I'm having some imbalance. It allows us to see that I need to change my circle of friends. I love them to death, but it's time for me to move a little further. I can't hang with the chickens no more. That time has passed. It allows, self-awareness allows us to look in the mirror and see who we really are, not who we think we are or hoped we were. And it's allowing you to look in the mirror, see who you really are, and be thankful. Stop worrying that you didn't get this, you had this was your plan. Self-aware is this is where I am. I am happy where I am right now, 2016, March 30th. I am blessed and highly favored. That's a queen. You can look at yourself. You know you're not perfect. No one is. You can own up with your weaknesses and your strengths, and you are happy and you love yourself. People without self-awareness, you cannot grow because you will never learn from your past mistakes. You are literally blind and lost, stumbling after what looks and sounds the most appealing. Sounds like what, people? Chickens. Without self-awareness, there is no truth, just an illusion, and a perpetual circle of trying to find what they think will make them happy. Non-self-awareness people are what? They are the chickens. If you don't know who you are, you sure as hell won't know what makes you happy. Finally, one thing that all queens must have, and that is a sense of humor. I love to laugh as much as I possibly can. Life has ups and downs. There will be good times, bad times, hard times, and easy times. Ladies, relax, relate, and release. Some of you so uptight, goodness gracious. Some things are truly not that damn serious. Learn to laugh, kick back, and have a good time. It's okay to laugh. I'm serious. It really is. It does good when you laugh, have a good laugh. It's okay. Some of you so scared to laugh and have fun without having a complaint. Just relax, relate, and release. Everything is easier if one keeps a sense of humor or at least surrounds oneself with those who have one. There is a reason that you will hear poll after poll of people saying that they desire a man with a sense of humor. I'm telling you right now, a man that can make me laugh, and I mean seriously laugh, he gets a little closer to my heart because that means you and him can have fun together. Who wants to be around somebody always with their face frowned up like they done ate a whole thing of lemons? You want to have fun and be able to laugh and joke and just have a good time. It's okay. I also feel that someone who makes me laugh most of the time will probably not make me cry too often either. For some odd reason, this equation works for me. So, ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed my series of Are You a King? Are You a Queen? And I look forward to speaking with you all next week, and we'll be starting in April. Haven't decided what topic I'll be talking about, but you'll hear. I'll be putting it out there. So I hope y'all, I know everyone is ready for Empire, so I will be speaking with y'all same time, same station, 8 p.m. next Wednesday. Love you guys. Bye.